This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. A student at the University of Illinois recently participated in a class trip to Washington, D.C. Dodie Langham of Greenville is a freshman this year and had nothing but positive things to say about her class visits to places like the Renewable Fuels Association, Farmland Trust, and several others. Dodie said the class learned about current ag issues, internship opportunities, and received some great advice.
So my name is Dodie Langham, like you mentioned. I'm from Greenville, Illinois. My dad is Ty Langham and my mom's Lisa Langham. My dad's a farmer, grain, and we have a couple hogs as well. My mom's a teacher at Highland. She teaches fourth grade and absolutely loves it. So that's kind of a little bit about me.
So you grew up with a farming background, it sounds like, and now you're at the U of I. So share with us what your major is and what your plans are for after college, if you have those.
So I'm studying agriculture, consumer economics with a focus in public policy and law. So this Washington, D.C. trip that I just went on was right up my alley. I absolutely loved it. I'm not quite for sure what I want to do after college. I'm keeping my options open. I am looking to be either a lawyer or go work on Capitol Hill. And again, that Washington, D.C. trip kind of inspired that wanting to work on Capitol Hill part. So,
well, great. Sounds like you've got some great things in store for you. And let's talk about that recent trip. This was part of your ag policy and leadership class, and you were just there in March. So I want you to kind of tell us, what were some of the stops that you made? And I know you made several, but a few of those you said you really enjoyed. So let's start off with your stop at the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, and tell us a little about that.
So we met with Chuck Connor. He's the president and CEO of Council of Farmers Cooperatives. It was a really awesome stop. He had a lot of great advice for us students. One piece of advice that he shared with me was make sure you're always in a position to say yes to an opportunity. So if you're in a job and someone else offers you a great job, he said never be in a position where you cannot say yes to that opportunity. I thought that was a great advice, especially for us younger kids and the college aces. So.
Well, definitely does sound like a great piece of advice, and I can also relate to that. What was the next stop that you wanted to touch on?
We stopped at CropLife America on Monday, March 21st. We met with the president and CEO. His name's Jay Vroom. That was an awesome stop for me because I had met one of the workers at CropLife America at a conference before going to Washington, and it was just awesome to meet up with him again, and he actually referenced me to several different internships that I could apply for out in D.C., and he said he'd put in a good word for me. So I definitely got some good networking time in on our D.C. trip, so it was really awesome for me.
Well, both of those really sound like great experiences for you, and you also had mentioned you stopped by the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. So what was that visit like?
That was also a really good stop. They were very insightful. They said pick something you're interested in and be the best you can be at it and know everything about it and always be prepared for questions that you may have. And that's really applicable to when you're working on Capitol Hill and you have to go testify in front of Congress or just different organizations that you're trying to get them to support your ideas. So that was really awesome as well.
And you also had a few other stops, and I'll let you lead into whichever those you'd like to talk about because they all really sounded like great experiences.
We also visited the USDA, and that was really awesome just to meet with such a big organization, government organization. They definitely had a lot of good points, so we talked about GMOs a lot and the TPP. And where we talked about the TPP the most at was with Darcy Vetter. She's a United States trade representative. She was awesome and gave us so much good advice about the TPP and just what her job is working on that and working with the different countries. And she's just such an awesome person, and she really climbed the ladder really fast in life, and she's definitely a great role model for younger women. My favorite stop on the Washington, D.C. trip was American Farmland Trust. That was really awesome for me because they kind of talked about conservation issues, and I had never really been familiar with conservation issues before. With my dad being a farmer, I know that conservation issues is really hard to work hand-in-hand with agriculture. And the way that they talked about it, they made conservation and farm, like the conservation of farmland as well, just fit together really well, and that was really awesome and inspiring for me. And I actually looked into doing internships with American Farmland Trust because it definitely sparked my interest, and that's something that I'm looking forward to working on in the future.
Well, I think there's a couple other places that you wanted to mention, but I do want to ask you, do you think that this experience, being able to go to Washington, D.C. as a student, is going to be something that you can carry with you and hopefully use in your future, whether that's with an internship or a future job?
So I'm only a freshman, so I definitely am in the beginning of a race to what I want to be and want to have as a career. So going to those Washington, D.C. trip really opened my eyes and really motivated me to want to get on Capitol Hill and work on different issues. So that will definitely help me out. It'll keep me motivated to keep my grades up and definitely work hard to be able to get on Capitol Hill one day.
Well, I think you have a great outlook. And now let's touch on those last couple of stops that you wanted to mention. I believe the Renewable Fuels Association was another place that you visited.
Right. So we talked to Bob Dineen at the Renewable Fuels Association. He's the president and CEO, and I actually had the honor of introducing him to our class. And he was just very passionate about Renewable Fuels Association and how renewable fuels is going to help our country in the future, and how different issues about the renewable fuels and just how they're struggling and their successes and how much they've grown. And he's just so passionate, and that really motivated me to really find something that I'm going to be passionate about like that someday.
And also had the opportunity, you said, to visit with a former USDA Secretary of Agriculture. So share with us what that experience was like.
Right. So we met with Dan Glickman. He's a senior fellow and the former USDA Secretary of Agriculture from 1995 to 2001. And he was awesome. That was one of my favorite trips, one of our favorite stops, because it was very laid back, and he just kind of shared different stories about him and President Clinton, how he was golfing, and he got a phone call from President Clinton, and how everyone thought he was lying, that he was on the phone with the president, and it was just really awesome. And very laid back, we got to eat lunch with him, and he just shared some awesome stories about, like, the life of being the USDA Secretary of Agriculture.
Well, definitely sounds like you had an awesome experience. And I want you to talk a little bit about how this trip was planned. Was this by your instructor, and how many other students went with you on the trip?
So our instructor and one of our advisors, Jessa, helped. They planned the whole thing. It was awesome. Our whole itinerary was just jam-packed with awesome stops. There was 20 of us that went. We're all from different majors. Some are in crop science, some are TSM, and a lot of us were ACE majors, which is agriculture, consumer economics. So we definitely had a wide variety of students on board on this trip, and definitely it was very well planned out, and we definitely got to meet with some awesome, important people.
Once again, that was Dodie Langham of Greenville, a freshman at the U of I. And now we'll check in with Mike Hamilton for a preview of the hay auction tomorrow. It's the last auction for the season, and Mike expects it to be a quick one.
So far, we've got a load of really nice alfalfa. It's coming down from Wisconsin. Should be dairy quality. We've got some alfalfa grass. We've got some straight grass, and these are all in 3x3s. Should end up with 100 or so round bales, and as far as the small squares, it's kind of hard to say. I'm expecting somewhere 800 to 1,000 small squares.
And as I've mentioned before, for questions or more information, give Mike a call at 618-410-4293. Or visit the auction website at hamiltonhayauction.com. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.